This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
On the radio here, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also get interactive with us online and other listeners. We'll tell you about our brand new Discord as well, where you can interact around the clock. Well, sometimes people are there, but they're usually there during the show and after the show and sometimes beforehand and sometimes in the middle of the night at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to get into some of the news that you might find interesting. Catcalls. You know, the guys whistling at girls on the streets. Apparently in France, that's a crime. And I don't know if that's a
it's
new...
going to be.
Oh, it's a new... like
it's a suggestion.
Okay, so it may be a crime, and we'll tell you more about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. So let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey,
tonight?
You know, some fella guy got lynched for catcalling a white woman down south. It's not been too long ago, but
jeez.
That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about due process.
Right.
I want to talk about the Constitution that we cherish so much and think it provides for us. It provides nothing. It does.
Oh, I don't cherish the Constitution. I used to be, I used to think it meant something, but then I realized it's really just a piece of paper written by criminals.
You can point at it, but speedy means different things to different people.
It offers, specifies certain rights, but then it turns right around and says neither life, liberty, or property can be taken away without due process. That makes it so that they can take your life with due process, and it's susceptible to anything. So when you talk about a person being arrested or having anything done to them, there's no recourse they really have against what the government can do for you, because the due process, you see a lawyer's library. All those books are statutes made up by our legislature to do anything they want. They can have any law they want. They're the most the state legislature, in fact, is the most powerful government on this planet. You, when you think about it,
because well, they don't act like it. The state legislatures are all kowtowing to the federal government in almost single case.
And their all power to legislate, they can have any law that they want to have. So if they need to deal with a certain problem, they can come up with that law and enforce.
Well, no, not any law. Sometimes they get kicked out as unconstitutional. I mean,
they have their own constitutions.
That's not unconstitutional, like I said, is nothing, because that really all boils down to due process and what they decide due process is.
That much is true.
For the average person, you're not going to be able to reach into the Constitution because the statute bars you from doing so. So,
unless you've got tens of thousands of dollars to hire an attorney, the average person is not going to get due process. Larry, thanks for the call tonight. I agree with you there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, even if even if the men who wrote the Constitution were perfect angels, and I submit to you they weren't, but even if they were, and even if they wrote, you know, a near-perfect document, the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we face today, or it was powerless to prevent it. So ultimately, even if it was,
if the government is too big, if the government stretches beyond
the
constitutional bounds, and I would say anybody who's read the 10th Amendment, who's read the Constitution, and then the 10th Amendment would say, like, reasonably come to the conclusion that, the federal government is beyond the constitutional bounds. You can bring up the idea of constitutional law, which has, you know, Supreme Court rulings and all this other stuff. The Supreme Court could go ahead and rule tomorrow that the sky is plaid, not blue, if they wanted to, and then it would be constitutional. That's ridiculous. But it's so. So you can't really say something's illegal if it's immoral, but there have been all kinds of immoral rulings by the Supreme Court. The Dred Scott case, which was then overturned. I mean,
they've overturned themselves many times, in the past, and that's an indication that what you're talking about here are human beings and their opinions.
Right. And let's also point out that since the Supreme Court decides what functionally is constitutional law and what is not constitutional law, that you have five unelected people deciding what law is in America.
Law is an opinion backed by a gun. That's all it really boils down to. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us. I'm not saying the Constitution was a bad try. Like, for its time period, it was a very important piece of work.
And yeah, I would agree.
And it had
its
place.
But we don't live by the Magna Carta now either. Right. We don't revere it.
It had its place, and some of the concepts in there are still valuable ideas. It's just, unfortunately, there's no real way to assure freedom of speech without constant court fights. You know, the ACLU is constantly in court fighting for freedom of speech in a variety of different cases. There's no way to assure an accountable government because they're constantly trying to hide. They're constantly trying to arrest people who, you know, video record them and things like that. And the reason why we, you know, again, these great attorneys have to go and take these cases on is because the government police and the other government agencies are constantly pushing the envelope because there's no pushback whenever it is they lose.
Well, they're incentive.
They can just try again and again and again.
Their incentive is to push the envelope.
Yeah, and there's no more power and money.
There's no incentive for the individual law enforcement officer to stay within the bounds of the Constitution.
Right. They don't get an award for that.
Yeah, likely they do, and that's a pink slip. Right. Like, ultimately,
you don't have enough arrests.
If you looked at the Constitution, especially if you're a federal law enforcement officer, and you said, hey, you know, this whole war on drugs, this is unconstitutional. Why in the world did we have to get a constitutional amendment to make alcohol illegal in America, but we didn't need a constitutional amendment to make marijuana illegal? Like, if you ask that question, you don't expect a promotion.
Right.
If you said anything else after that, don't expect to work here much longer.
We knew a guy who was a cop for more than a decade here in New Hampshire who came out against publicly the war on drugs, and They came after him. They wore shirts in the hearing that they had to kick him out.
They were basically a threat on his life.
Yeah, it was something like a dead rat. It was like a picture of a dead rat.
Right. They were acting like this is a union issue.
Yeah.
You're putting people in prison. This isn't a union issue. Who cares if this affects how many union brothers you're going to hire in the future? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
That was cops on the ground, not the brass.
Yep. And then on the way here tonight, we've got more to talk about, including the catcall story. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where Ricky is on the line on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, brother. And, you know, it's interesting you're talking about this here topic. Now, Ricky from the Commonwealth is one of those individuals, you know, that is against these things. Like, say, for example, you know, this funny business dealing with people when it comes to narcotics. Now, there's a certain thing called rights that people seem to not care about now. That's why I'm for legalization of all narcotics. But I'm for something even more important.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening.
Well, as you all know, I'm going to try to get on the ballot for District 189. And, you know, I believe that everybody has the right to protect themselves. Now, here's how the problem works when it comes to Pennsylvania. Now, we have something called our Constitution. Now, you have Section 1, I'll paraphrase. And then I'll tell you the problem. Section 1 is you have all people are born free and equal and have certain infeasible rights, including the rights to acquire property, protect that property, and themselves.
That all sounds nice, but if I'm arrested for possession of cannabis in Pennsylvania, it's pretty clear that I don't have the right to my property and protecting it because they're going to steal it from me and then they're going to put me in a cage. Go ahead.
And Ian, I'll tell you, that's fine, Ian, but I didn't need that commentary. I think I know that.
Well, I'm going to give you as much commentary as I want. I'm a talk show host, and that's what we do here.
Got to keep the conversation moving, Ricky.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, simply put, anybody can look them up. Everybody knows about Section 1. Everybody knows about 1. 25 points out the separation of powers. That's the problem. 26.
What is the problem with the separation of powers?
Because there isn't any. That's Title 18, Section 6105.
Yeah, it's getting a little too legalistic for my taste, but thank you for the call tonight, Ricky. I mean, I agree with him that the separation of powers is ultimately just a illusion that you teach school children to make them think that there's...
I think it is certainly blurred over time, but it was never really set out very well anyway. The appellate jurisdiction given to the Supreme Court wasn't clear as to what that meant.
They're all on the side of the government is what I mean. The toll-free number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. You can join us on the radio on the live Saturday edition. It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us on Skype. Earlier we had a guest on our line's computer, so we can't conference the Skype and the Discord and all that together. But those are alternatives for calling in. You will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio if you're calling us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our username there. Or you can get on our Discord chat call-in line, which you can go to discord.lrn.fm. There have been people in our Free Talk Live chat room there talking all night long so far.
And everybody who has Amazon Prime has a Discord, right?
Nope, you're confusing Twitch with Discord. So Twitch is our new video streaming service, okay. And they are the ones who are owned by Amazon. So Twitch was historically a video game streaming video service. Amazon bought them up because they want to compete with YouTube, mm-hmm. And so they made one of their Amazon Prime perks that you can give a subscription. One subscription per month you can assign to one of the Twitch channels that you like. So if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, and you have Amazon Prime and you haven't already used your Twitch subscription for something, you can assign it to us by going to twitch.lrn.fm. There's a little subscribe pull down, and you can select the Twitch Prime option there. We've had like 30 people do that within the last few weeks on awesome. Twitch. So thank you to everybody. Basically, it kicks over $2.50 to us whenever you do that. So it's money that Amazon's just going to keep otherwise, so you might as well send it over to us.
You pay for it with your subscriptions.
Right. Right. So twitch.lrn.fm for video. In this case, it's the only HD video stream that we stream out of here. We are still on YouTube. But anyway, check out the Discord to get interactive with other listeners at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk first to Nolan. He's in Southwest Michigan listening to WSJM. Hello, Nolan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm a freedom-loving police officer, if you can believe that.
Oh, I believe it. Absolutely. There's the people I found out about the ideas of liberty from were law enforcement officers. Absolutely.
I'm a rookie officer, and when I swore myself in and swore an oath to the Constitution, I felt a very heavy burden. So I feel like it's a big responsibility of mine to uphold it. You mentioned something earlier about kind of the pay-to-play in the criminal justice system when it comes to defense attorneys versus right. public defenders. I'm wondering how we can alleviate that, because in my young career, I've definitely seen a difference in how people turn out.
He's the real deal. Sorry, go ahead. We're hearing your radio in the background. And, well, yep, he's really
people
a cop.
Probably people have called in and claimed to be police officers in the past on this show, and it hasn't been so. So we have to have some level of skepticism. But the little talky-talky in the background sounds
helps,
very legit.
Right?
I got a couple of ideas for you. Uh-huh. And, you know, first off, it's going to be very difficult to you can't do things the way that we've been doing them. So the war on drugs has to end. You know, most people Absolutely. In the liberty sphere believe that the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendments have been eroded terribly by the war on drugs, and that the only way to return the Constitution to any semblance of protection is to eliminate the war on drugs and let people, peaceful people, be responsible for their own actions, even if that responsibility means they're popping Tide capsules, Tide pods like their vitamin pills. Whatever it might mean, that's, you know, somebody's business, and they should do that if that's what they wish to do and to face the consequences of what their actions are. Second thing I think we should do is, at that point, you've probably cut something like 80% of the crime. And I'm going to back that up. About half of the crime out there at this point, a bit over half, is a drug-related crime. And then beyond
somebody's
that...
Somebody stealing for money to buy
drugs. No, that's
drugs.
Not drug-related. No, that's the other...
They're third. Political prisoners, right?
Well, I guess.
I think they are.
Well, the drug users are political prisoners because they haven't harmed
yeah.
anybody else. But the people who will yeah, break into a house or, you know, stick somebody at knife point in order to get money to buy drugs, those are crimes that would also be stopped by drug
yeah.
legalization as well.
I still think it should be an aggravating circumstance, but not the offense itself. You know what I'm saying? The drug, being a drug user, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I don't exactly.
Can you clarify?
Yeah.
So if you commit a crime under the influence, it should be an aggravating circumstance in that crime.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you're saying if I run over somebody's child while backing out of my driveway, that's one thing. If I run over somebody's child while backing out of my driveway while high as a kite, that's an aggravating circumstance.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yep.
Is it aggravating when I am sleepy when I get in the car, too, or is that totally okay?
Well, see, that's difficult, isn't it? Because we get a lot of sleepy drivers.
Right.
And it's not really their fault. They're working long hours trying to do the best
right.
they
to
can.
To me, it doesn't matter if somebody's distracted because they just got high, whether they're sleepy, whether they're arguing with somebody in the back seat, whether they're on the phone arguing with, you know, somebody that, you know, they have a relationship with or whatever. The reason is they're not paying attention when they run over the kid. To me, it's all the same crime. I don't think that they... It's like a hate crime. I mean, go ahead.
The father of the... classical school, Cesar Beccaria. He's one of the original thinkers in that classical school of criminology. He actually thought that if you were drunk and committed a crime, that you should be held less accountable because you weren't in your right mind.
Wow, see, I'm against that, too. Hey, interesting call, Nolan. I appreciate you calling in. Don't hesitate to call us to give us, you know, your perspective as a freedom-friendly law enforcement officer.
Yeah, and we're on 7 days a week at freetalklive.com.
Or peace officer. I prefer the term peace officer. I suspect you probably do as well. Am I right?
Whatever works, police officer, peace officer. I'm here to serve the public. So.
All right, man. Hey, thanks, and be safe out there. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's got to be a tough job, you know, to actually have a conscience and, you know, be against a lot of the very things that you're asked to do.
But I'll take libertarians in the position of police officers whenever I can get
them. Yeah, I wouldn't give them a hard time at all. I mean, I appreciate the
fact that
they're
there. Somebody's got to do the
job. Right. Do you want the, you know, the absolute thug in that role, or do you want somebody who actually, you know, might care about other people and care about freedom and is trying to do their best within the constrictions of the job like that? I'd rather have the latter.
Many people in the libertarian movement have that sort of guardian personality, and they end up in careers like police officer, like me. They're, you know, a volunteer firefighter, you know, pro firefighter, just military, lots of things. Military voted en masse for Ron Paul and also supported Gary Johnson well above his weight class, too.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We continue. Penguin is in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Penguin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Well, welcome back, Mark. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to the Commonwealth of the Libertarian, the LRN Discord. Couldn't call in this time from there.
It always sounds better on the Discord. Hang on, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but we're going to bring Penguin back here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. If we get the chance tonight, we will tell you about the possibility that catcalls will be made illegal in somewhere in the world. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom in France, apparently. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better.
The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here and take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or call us on the on-air call-in line for the Discord that we have at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we continue with your calls, we got Penguin. He's calling us from Norfolk, Virginia. Penguin, what were you calling about tonight?
Calling about alcohol laws.
Okay,
so here
sure.
In Virginia, we have something called the ABC, that I think it's the Alcohol Beverage Control.
Yep.
Agency, a state-run agency that controls alcohol, runs a state-run monopoly on distilled spirits, and has cops that enforce all sorts of stringent alcohol laws. And there are a lot of risks and dangers associated with alcohol consumption, of course. But if it's going to be something that's illegal, like cannabis, which isn't legal, and I don't know if it'll ever be legal in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the way it is here, if you're going to allow it. You're not going to run a state-run monopoly. But here's the other side of that. I'm a Muslim. I'm practicing Muslim. I don't believe in the consumption of alcohol. I believe it has its negatives. Like, all things have its negatives and positives. Even says so in the Quran. But I don't want my tax, at the same time, as what I said previously, I don't want my taxpayer-funded state government running liquor stores and advertising, and then saying
sure.
that bars can't advertise only in certain ways. and then running.
It's the exact same way here in New Hampshire, by the way. State-run monopoly on liquor distribution, and bars are very heavily restricted. At least here in the Keene area, they can't even advertise outside of their own premises, like right on their window. They can't even do that. So it's very highly controlled, and it's going to be something that's going to be hard to stop. They're making so much money, they have so much control and so much power. Rolling back that particular bureaucracy is going to be a tough call, because the state here at least gets a significant chunk of its budget from the alcohol sales.
Yeah, if people choose to imbibe, they're heavily restricted. And people that want to go into that business, that choose to do that, are heavily restricted. And then at the same time, the state is affirming something that I'm paying for it and that I don't believe in. You know, just get out of it.
This is true for the lotto, too. Many states run the lottery,
and people who are against
you have
gambling.
The government, taxing sin and purporting it at the same time. Whenever I go down to Florida and I hear a lottery commercial on the radio, I'm just always like baffled. The state of Florida is paying money to advertise mm-hmm. gambling, but will bust into your house if you're running a blackjack
game.
Well,
they can't have competition. I mean, they've got a monopoly. They want a monopoly on that. I mean, gambling's always better when you can control the odds completely and, you know, not allow anybody to get into the game, right?
Right, sure.
That's all it's about.
That's what the gangs did. That's what running numbers was about.
Right.
That's why people in pinstripe suits with Tommy guns shot at each other. All the government is. And I don't care whether it's the United States government or state governments around the world, whatever it is, the government is the most successful gang in a given geographic area.
Absolutely.
So they're
true.
Slightly different. They fly flags out in front, but they've still got their colors.
Look, if we ever
they have an odd way of appointing dons, I'll admit it.
Libertarians are right on this issue. The war on drugs needs to end. The government control over alcohol needs to end. So when I say end the war on drugs, I don't mean give the government the ability to sell the drugs, like some people
exactly.
would argue for. I mean end the war on drugs. Make it so it's legal to buy, sell, manufacture, possess, distribute, transport, whatever kind of drug, including alcohol, and get the government completely out of it. No taxes, no control. Let the market regulate these things. But unfortunately, we're nowhere near having anything like that happen right now. It's hard enough just to try to get these governments to allow legalization for recreational purposes around the most innocent and harmless of these substances, which is marijuana. I mean, it has taken decades to even get where we are now, and finally we're starting to see the scales tip in the favor of marijuana legalization. But nobody's even broached the subject of, you know, LSD or MDMA or anything like that. We are starting to see out on the West Coast some ballot initiatives looking at possible mushroom legalization. So again, it's the worst, tiniest
not
baby steps.
Not that I want to do mushrooms, people. Yeah. It's just that I think that.
Well, I have done mushrooms, and I'm glad that I have.
Well, that's fine. I have not.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it's not that I think that this is the greatest idea or anything like that. It's just that why should my family be taxed to incarcerate people for this stuff?
No doubt about it. Penguin, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. And look, so if you want to see this change, if you are a liberty-minded person and you care about freedom, you really owe it to yourself to check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. I'm sorry to break this to you, but I love Adam Kokesh, but he's not going to win the presidential, you know, candidacy, even if he is nominated by the Libertarian Party. And I hope he is, because I don't know of anybody else who's better that's running than him. I can't imagine anybody would be better as far as more principled and better, you know, more well-spoken.
I can't predict the future,
he's
but
handsome.
I'm not prepared to put $1,000 down on his win.
Former Marine. I hope he gets the nod from the Libertarian Party, but we all know that the Libertarians or any other third party,
they haven't won yet.
They're not going to win. I want them to. You know, it'd be great, but I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time and effort trying to make that happen, because I've given up on the federal government. There's no chance you're going to change it. There's no chance that, they say you can't fight City Hall. Well, you can fight City Hall, but fighting the federal government is a very difficult task.
You can fight City Hall and the federal government with cryptocurrencies, but that's best bet.
That's a way to insulate yourself from them. It's not exactly an all-out frontal assault like you would need attorneys for in courtrooms and things like that. But my point being here, if you want to have a chance at ending the war on drugs sooner, like in our lifetime, then there either needs to be a major renaissance in the way people think all of a sudden, or we can foment something like that happening by getting enough liberty-minded people into the same geographic area. And that is the purpose of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which has been going on now for a bunch of years here in New Hampshire.
Over 10, yeah.
15 years or so here in New Hampshire, and you can join
thousands
that.
And thousands of libertarians on site.
Go to 101reasonsfilm.com and you'll see why it is. There's 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire, why it's already the freest of all of the states, and is going to only get more free as more people come here who are like you, if you are like, you know, us, in that you believe in freedom. Getting people who believe in freedom together helps you win politically. It helps you win from sort of changing society, because the more libertarians the average person encounters, the less crazy the ideas seem. When the only person they've encountered who's a libertarian in their life is somebody who they heard on the radio, or one person they saw on the side of the road with a sign once, a honk if you hate taxes sign or something like that, then that's not going to have an impact. It's just something to talk about maybe over the water cooler, and that's about it. Whereas if they're hearing it because they've got libertarians that go to their church with them, they've got libertarians that work next to them at their workplace, they've got libertarians that are in the sewing club and the, you know, radio club or whatever, you know, sort of activities that they do, when they're encountering and they're hearing it in the media, on television, on the radio, in print, on the internet, when they're getting hit with the ideas of liberty left and right, and when it seems like they can't go anywhere where they don't know somebody who's a libertarian, that's when it's going
to
become,
they have to start thinking about it,
right,
at the very least, to come up with rebuttals,
right,
even if their rebuttals stink early on, like, well, but how come libertarian has never been tried anyplace else? Well, I mean, you know, I've heard this it's an argument from what they call argument from ignorance, mm-hmm, meaning simply because we don't know doesn't mean that it is not true. Well, slavery, there was a time when slavery spanned the globe. Every tribe, slavery was something that people dealt with day in and day out on a regular basis, being owned by other people. The idea that, you know, say in the 1700s or so, sometime in there, a world without slavery was really kind of ridiculous.
So if you want to check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can learn more there. It's an hour-long documentary just loaded up with great reasons why, you know, if you can afford to move, you should pick up and move now. And just even living here, you're going to be more free. But if you get active and actually help us, we might be able to do things like end the war on drugs or the government's control over alcohol, etc. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, fronting you back here. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, he colors five to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can call us on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop on into the on-air call-in line chat room there, and we will jump in, and you'll be on the air with us. It's Ian and Mark in the studio to your phone calls and thoughts. And don't forget, of course, if you support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and you get cool perks like a special chat room, or two special chat rooms, one voice, one text, for the new Discord. So if you go to discord.lrn.fm, there's several rooms that you can get into normally, but there's one room for chat, one room for voice that only Free Talk Live amplifiers and LRN Patreons and Twitch subscribers have the ability to get into. So anybody that contributes to some level to this program, you will be able to get access to that. So that's one of the perks of the AMP program. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get access also to the AMP Only Facebook group, which is still fairly active from what I understand. Yeah. So that's good. And then also other things like AMP Only call-in lines and more. Get the details. Get signed up. Use any major credit card. Use PayPal. Or if you want, you can use Bitcoin Core. The fees are down somewhat on Bitcoin Core, so that's nice to see these days.
Yeah, I've heard that there was a transaction went through today from a friend that was less than $1. That's pretty amazing.
Yep, that's right. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure would appreciate it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We go to James. He's watching us on our YouTube feed. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Hi, James. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I was just calling about Bitcoin, and I was just wondering what it was.
Bitcoin. You want to field this one, Mark?
Sure. Bitcoin's a computer program. What is special about it is that it created this this technology called the blockchain. This is an immutable ledger. That means it cannot be changed, and it exists on thousands of computers. That's why it can't be changed, because you could find one iteration of the blockchain and change it, but then it wouldn't match with the rest, and it would be quite obvious that there was a glaring difference in it. So this technology allowed the creation of a cryptocurrency online. And a cryptocurrency is a unit that is undestroyable, uncounterfeitable, fundamentally unhackable, but there can be hacks around it. You don't set a dollar bill on fire when you steal it from somebody. You can, you know, change the owners. But anyway, that cryptocurrency is Bitcoin, and you can send it around the world in a matter of, you know, potentially, depending on how you want to do things, in a matter of minutes. I could send somebody in, say, North Korea, a Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash transaction, or a variety of other cryptocurrencies, as long as they had access to the internet. That's one requirement here. It is internet money.
That's interesting. I never knew about that because I've been hearing it a lot lately, and I'm just like, what the heck is it?
Well, it's also, I think that you missed a couple of points there, Mark. It's one of the things that makes Bitcoin very strong, and the reason why it's worth over $11,000 per coin is because it's basically unhackable, it's uncrackable, it can't be stopped by the government, and it's decentralized, it's distributed. What exists behind the scenes with Bitcoin is what's called the blockchain, and that's a term you're going to hear thrown around a lot these days, because it's a very useful technology that is basically a public ledger that, in the case of Bitcoin, records every transaction that has ever happened on the Bitcoin block, on the Bitcoin network, from the very beginning of when it started back in 2009. And it's this blockchain technology that is the real kind of revolution behind Bitcoin, or evolution for money, because it is an immutable ledger, which means that and it's distributed and decentralized, so it exists in thousands of locations all around the globe all at once. And because it's in so many different places and it's constantly being checked, if somebody tries to commit fraud and, let's say, you know, tries to cook the books and, you know, edit the ledger to, you know, not be true, the other copies of the ledger can basically check against that, and they will say and that particular ledger will get rejected. Basically, those transactions will be rejected. So it's a very reliable, very censorship free kind of way of sending money, to where nobody's in charge. Nobody can tell you that you can't do that, whereas with a bank or with a credit card company or Western Union or whatever, I can't tell you how many times Western Union, I've done Western Unions before to friends, and it's always a pain in the butt. They always want a phone call. They always want to ask you about who you are. When you open up a bank account, it's an hour of documentation, licenses, providing, and, you know, jumping through hoops. Whereas with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, all you have to do is download a wallet, install it on your phone or your computer device, and you're good to go. You can receive and send cryptocurrency without having to ask anybody's permission. The wallet company that's provided you with the software, they don't know who you are. They don't know that you've downloaded it, unless, you know, that's one of the ones where they ask for an email address, but not all of them are like that. And even in that case, you can just put in any old email address. So it's not anonymous because it's a public ledger, Bitcoin is. But some of them are anonymous, like Zencash, for instance, or Monero, where they're focusing on anonymous transactions as their kind of – that's the point of those currencies in a lot of cases. So there's choices in the marketplace, but the important thing to remember is it's all decentralized. It's open source, so it's open to unlimited competition. And that is a good thing. When we have competition between money, and we've got a form of money that has actually devolved power, and this is the real paradigm shift, is one of the things we talked about on KOMY and KSCO out in Santa Cruz earlier today with the station owner, Michael Zwirling, on his afternoon show there. We talked about the paradigm shift of getting government and banks out of the business of money, and providing an opportunity for people to actually have the power of money in their own hands. So you're decentralizing the power of money. You're devolving the power of money. Like we were talking with Adam Kokesh earlier about devolving and decentralizing power. That already happened with Bitcoin. And the more popular it becomes, the more powerful the individual becomes, the people become, over these bankers and governments. So that's kind of the bigger idea that's going on here.
If you support government currency, you also have to support the Great Recession we just came through, the housing bubble, the dot-com bubble, the what likely is going to be the education bubble in higher education. You have to support the Great Depression. You have to support the boom-bust cycle that has been created by this fiat currency system and the Federal Reserve.
That's a lot of information.
There you go, yeah, James. That'll get you started. I appreciate your call here tonight. Go ahead.
One more thing. Remember how I do all those facts and everything?
Oh, you're the guy that calls in with the random facts. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But but I have decided not to do them anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because last week, a guest on your show said my facts were boring, and that caused me to stop doing them. So, yeah.
I see.
Well, one person says you're boring, so what? I mean, people have called me boring in my life. I managed to be on 170 radio stations across the country.
There you go. James,
and somebody listening thinks I'm boring still.
If you think you've got something interesting to share, feel free to do that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is in Tennessee. And he's also frequently in our Discord these days, as well as the Twitch chat rooms. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, hi, guys, and welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Going along with what Adam Kokesh said earlier, and on the Discord today from Singularity, I learned something that I didn't know, and I thought I knew a lot about the law, and that is that since 2015, the Supreme Court has ruled that you don't have to wait for a drug dog to show up if you're at a traffic stop.
Isn't there a certain amount of time that is considered reasonable, and then beyond that?
It was supposed to be some kind of reject time.
The Supreme Court ruled that you don't have to wait 1 second after the length of time it takes to take care of the traffic stop.
Right,
now,
so they're supposed to write the ticket.
If they get a dog out there to run around your car while you're getting the ticket, you can't do anything about it.
But how long does it take to write a ticket?
Yeah, what if the cop just sits back there a half hour writing the ticket while you wait, while he's really waiting on the dog?
Right, and they could try to do that, but
they will try
to do that. The court's going to look at it, and there's nothing you can do about it when you're on the side of the road.
That's right.
You can object and say,
record.
I'm not consenting to the dog search.
Do all of those things
like
on
that.
Video. You can say those things, and you should say those things.
Yeah.
If you can have a dash cam that is constantly running and record with your cell phone. So you have two different feeds. That way, if one of them, cell phone battery dies or something, you've got a backup option. Or if the cop grabs your cell phone and doesn't realize that you have a dash cam, you could actually get that on video too.
The app Cell 411 allows you to do this recording and streams directly to the internet. So if the police officer, for whatever reason, and this has happened, takes your cell phone and attempts to delete the video, then it's got that handled too.
Exactly. Gene, if you had more to say, stand by. We can bring you back for that coming up here. I think you want to talk about drug dogs. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Hour number three is on the way.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.